talking with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers Ranchers. And Terry, here at this Tulsa Farm Show, December's upon us now, and it's a good time to reflect a little bit about 2013. It was a year we thought we were going to get a farm bill, but we're not quite done yet. Congressman Luke is still trying to find that elusive compromise.
Yes, and he has worked so hard, and I really, when he took over, I told him I sympathized with him. I said, you've got, to a large extent, public perception against you, and I'm appreciative of all the work that you and media has done to try to help shape public perception. But he had public perception against him, he had the budget against him, and he had leadership in the House that had never been supportive much of farm bills. And so he really has worked it out for him. But he has done a yeoman's job in getting bipartisan support among his committee. And that was another big chore he had. Now we've just got to get, and hopefully the Congress, they just passed a budget thing, so hopefully they're beginning to understand that they've got to work together. That's just the way our government's designed. And the best legislation is when neither side gets everything they want. That's just the way it is. So as we go forward, hopefully we'll get a farm bill in a month or so. Their primary reason for having to do that is to keep us from reverting to the 1949 law January 1. And so we're very supportive of keeping that as the permanent law. That's the only thing that has teeth in it. Proposal to change that, but we're still supportive of leaving it that way. Yes, it would be very, very difficult to implement, but that's why it has teeth. As we look at our crops this year, for the most part, I think yields surprised a lot of people. I still revert back. The best cure for high prices is high prices. And we had high prices. I serve on a committee with the Central District Federal Reserve. Had a meeting recently, and a big part of the discussion was the high dollar input costs of corn in Illinois and Iowa, and up in that area, Indiana. And you know, these guys, when you've got to pay $450 an acre for cash rent, and then you have all the input costs, even though their yields have really increased, and it is a really good yield, apparently, your reports show this year. But even then, they needed $5 a bushel to break even, and they're not going to get $5 a bushel.
Right.
So, what's the trickle-down effect? And as corn goes, corn is king. As corn goes, so goes all the other commodities, especially wheat. And so I think there's a lot of uncertainty regarding 2014.
Our cattle folks, they seem to be really in pretty good mood. Obviously, we've gotten a lot more hay this year in our part of the world, and that set us up for a better winter, maybe rebuilding these herds a little bit.
And we really need to rebuild the herd. And Oklahoma is really fortunate. In fact, I marvel at the flexibility that we have in ag production in Oklahoma. We have such potential for beef production, pork production now, poultry production, and our exports around the world are improving as other countries that are developing countries, as their incomes increase. First thing they want to do is buy protein. They're tired of rice. And so we're selling more meat, and yet we've got a shortage of breeding stock here in the United States, and especially after the thing in South Dakota and 2 years of drought. So beef, I think that's the positive point right now. Probably pork and poultry are leaving some money on the table, and I think they're going to realize that. and that's probably going to affect consumers' pocketbooks a little bit. And I guess looking long-term down the road, I know when I was growing up, we would determine what protein we were going to have for dinner, and then we build the rest of the meal around it. I'm not sure the next generation will be looking at the type of protein that I looked at when I was growing up because of the prices.
Right.
So we don't want it to get too high. However, I still like the saying, beef is too high compared to what?
I know that, of course, AFR is just now really starting your policy process as far as you've got some things now going into your resolutions committee this month. You're getting ready for annual meeting in February. But at the same time, even as you start your annual meeting, you'll have the legislature up and running. Any early priorities for the legislature for 14 you've got in your mind?
Well, a whole lot of our things are going to be watchdog things this year.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see an inclination to attach more fees. And we're watching, what are these fees? Because these are things that people pass on, but the farmer pays it all. They don't have anybody to pass it on to. So we're really concerned about that. We're always concerned about taxes. And, of course, we're not, as an organization, our membership has not been supportive of the sales tax elimination because we're afraid that the money's got to come from somewhere. It costs, we're compared to some other states, and it costs just as much to build a mile of road in another state as it does in Oklahoma, just as much to educate a kid. The money's got to come from somewhere. If we were to have a shortfall, we're afraid it'll drop back on ad valorem, and that could affect about 75% of the land surface in the state of Oklahoma.
Right.
And we have nobody to pass it on to. So we're very concerned about that. Our water's going to continue to be a big thing. I have already run it by our policy committee this year, and nobody recommends any kind of a change. And our water policy opposes selling water to Texas. But in the event that it ever should take place, then we favor apportioning that money back to the watershed from which it came and those people within it. So, you know, there's that's going to be, I think, the continuation of our water policy. And we get broad acceptance across the state that way.